heart, because I came to this chapel starting Bethlehem at a time when I was feeling very low. And the first Sunday I came here, this hymn was sung. And I was sitting quite sadly in my seat. I'd been welcomed. It's not any of that. Anyone made me sad here. But I was sitting and I just sat through this hymn. Come. Come just as you are to worship. And at the end of the hymn, the music group just sung on their own, just that simple word, come, come. And as that was sung, I could still feel it. The Holy Spirit touched and gave me such a wonderful peace. So that is why I have chosen that today. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Doreen. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together when we come into your presence, set apart from the world outside, to be with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We thank you that you called each one of us to follow you, that we became children of God, and that we can call you Father. For your love, a love which caused you to give your only begotten Son to die on a cross so that our sins could be forgiven. And we thank you that he arose on the third day and is now in heaven making intercession for us and has prepared a place so that where he is, we may be also. Lord, you knew we would need you to guide us and guard us because you lived on earth amongst us. So you sent your Holy Spirit to live in the hearts of all that call you Saviour. You also gave your chosen people to be inspired to write down words of instruction for us to live by. And we thank you for our Holy Bible, which is translated in many languages for all to share throughout the world. We thank you for creation, the beauty of the earth, the sun to light by day, the moon by night, the beauty of the flowers and the trees, the parks, the beaches, and the vastness of the sea, all created for us to enjoy. So, Lord, we pray that governments around the world will keep their promises to make the world a better, safer place to live. For we ask this in your most precious name, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let us say in the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
I chose this song because I find that it doesn't matter what we're going through or where we may be or what we may be doing, we know that Jesus is always there beside us. And whether it's in the good times or the bad times, I find that knowing that Jesus is beside me, although we can't see him, I know that I have a friend and I always can speak to him. And that's why I chose that song.
Thank you, Joan.
First reading, Psalm 148, Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels, praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon, praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for at his command they were created, and he established them for ever and ever. He issued a decree that will never pass away. Thanks be to God.
For Joan's one. But love divine. I must say today, we must thank the people who set up this hall, the church yesterday. It was a very moving place to be. And I have no idea that there were so many places where they did have. And I would think, as I was going to say, what a friend we have in Jesus. They certainly need Jesus as their friend. But as I've been given love divine, love divine really is, it is what we always call a family hymn, because I think most of us have had it. I had it at my wedding and all our family funerals. My mother, my sister, was not a Christian, didn't go to church. And when she died, my daughter wanted all the modern hymns at her funeral. And it was my mother that said, "No, Zoe, you have got to have one hymn that means, you know, for people who are Christian people." And so this was the hymn that we chose, Love Divine. And it actually has been a family hymn ever since.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths. Lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding. You mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and women, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens, and he has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his faithful servants, of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Nick.
Yeah, the song, There is a Day That All Creation's Waiting For, is a song that I heard many, many years ago when, you might remember it, when Mike Field and his wife were here. And for me, it was such a great song of liberation and I don't know, you might know it, you might not know it. And it impressed me a lot. It is a song of hope. And this song also made me aware of the struggles we may go through this life. And sometimes we think we will be never, ever without our struggles. And we live in a world where everything is possible. And because of that, people are getting confused, insecure, and very confused. And I don't know if you've ever seen that advert, confused.com. Well, that is how people are getting these days. It is totally strange, that whole advertisement, and nobody knows what he or she is doing anymore. But this song, it refers to two Bible passages. The first one is Thessalonians 4, and the other one is Revelations 21, which I will read to you. And in the first passage, the Thessalonians one, Paul addresses the church of Thessalonica and they were wondering, this church, what eternal life was about and what that meant for the believers who died already before them, those who had fallen asleep. And Paul reassures them with this passage, which I will read to you now. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God. And the dead in Christ will first rise. And after that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Therefore, encourage each other with these words. And the reading in Revelations is from the chapter Making Everything New, and it's also called the New Jerusalem. And it reads, He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. I mean, what a fantastic promise is that for all of us. And hope and encouragement for the future in a confused world. And I now look back on yesterday, because many of us came for the 12-hour prayer yesterday, and we listened also to the talk about the persecuted Christians all over the world. And we listened to Dan Gower from Open Doors, and he opened our eyes, actually, of what a lot of persecuted Christians are going through in different countries. And with this in mind, I would like to dedicate this song to all our persecuted brothers and sisters all over the world. So let us join in singing this song for them and for ourselves. There is a day that all creation is waiting for.
There is a day that all creation's waiting for. See him
For songs of praise, because although there are hundreds of worship songs I could have chosen, this old hymn means so much to me. The words are simply sublime, especially the third verse. O joy that seekest me through pain, I cannot close my heart to thee. I trace the rainbow through the rain and feel the promise is not vain, that morn shall tearless be. Such words of hope and encouragement, we had it at both my parents' funerals, and I hope it will be one of the hymns at mine.
Can so, I also mention that verse was when I stepped out in baptismal service. They always did an appeal at the end, and I was dreading it. I stepped out at the end of the funeral.
Heavenly Father, what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. And as you sit at your Father's right hand side, making intercession for us, we come together to bring our prayers of intercession to you for those at home and all others around the world. We pray for the Methodist Church as we go forward, and ask that you will unite us in all we do, so that we will shine your light for all the world to see, and encourage men and women and children of all ages to want to know more about the Saviour of the world. We pray for Bible colleges as they train men and women for the ministry, and ask you to especially walk closely with Lorraine as she treads the pathway to ordination. We pray, Lord, for all who have aches and pains, who are not well in many ways. You know them all, and we just ask that you will show them just 2 footprints in the sand, because you are holding them in your ever-loving arms. As we sit here, Lord, in this comfortable church, we can pray together, we can sing together, we can talk together of a wonderful Saviour. So we must pray for persecuted Christians throughout the world, especially Iraq, number 18 on Open Doors risk list. where they risk their lives, their homes, their work, because they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we asked you, Lord, to give them your strength and peace to carry on in your name. We pray for countries all around the world, Lord, who have suffered with earthquakes, floods, fires, tornadoes, and wars, and ask you for aid to get to where it is needed and for your peace to rule over all. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our listening to our prayers, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we join with Peter to say, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen and amen. You lifted me from the pit.